This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That being the good old USA, baby. Happy Monday. Welcome back to the program we call What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Enjoy this week of balmy weather, because according to our own Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, things are not going to be balmy for very long. Only slightly exaggerating on balmy, but it'll be balmy, trust me, compared to what's coming over the weekend. Isn't that what he said? This weekend? Is that when it starts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
The cold stuff?
The Arctic air blast coming in.
Exactly right. When Joe Biden was Vice President of the United States, what do you think he had in the way of a position on raising the debt ceiling? Would you guess? Would you think that Joe Biden, as Vice President, would want spending cuts in exchange for raising the debt ceiling? Ding, 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 ding.
Easy now.
How about that? I love it when they get caught in their own rhetoric. That actually happened. We're going to tell you a little bit about that and more. Big story of the week coming up on What's on Your Mind, so don't go away. We're first going to chat with Representative Walter Hudson, state representative from down around St. Michael, and, I should know this. Where's the outlet mall?
Albertville.
Thank you, Albertville. Did I get those two towns right, Representative Hudson?
Sure did. St. Michael, Albertville. We say it in one breath.
There you go.
That's becoming quite a rivalry with Moorhead and the Spuds, too, lately. Last few years.
And we'll count you as a Western Minnesota type. You can you can represent us in the state legislature, because unfortunately there aren't enough Republicans there to do that.
But I'm an Osseo grad, too, so I'm not that far from you there, buddy.
There you go.
That's beautiful. Well, when I saw that there was a proposal, a debate started regarding the social credits, I thought, whoa, here we go. You know, we all knew this was coming with this majority that the Democrats have in both the House and the Senate, but help me understand what the heck a social credit is.
Well, I think we have to wind it back a little bit first. So the whole social credit system is, that's at the bottom of the slippery slope.
Okay.
From what they're proposing currently. So a bill came through the Public Safety Committee last week and was heard. I believe it was House File 181. And it was really clever how they went about hiding this aspect of the bill. So in its original language, it was talking about creating a reporting mechanism, crimes that involve some sort of bias based upon a protected class. So, you know, race, gender, sexual identity, what have you. They had an amendment early on in the committee to just, you know, subtly scratch out the word crimes and replace it with the word incident. Now, of course, that changes everything. Like, now you're saying that anything that happens where somebody who's part of one of these protected classes believes it to have been motivated by some sort of bias or discrimination against them, that will now be reportable to the government. And the commissioner of the Department of Human Rights was fairly explicit in the desire to expand the scope of her department from its current civil interest in things like workforce, workplace issues, and housing. You know, because obviously we know there are all sorts of protections for various classes when it comes to the workplace and applying for an apartment or whatever the case may be. They want to expand the scope of their department to be able to look at literally everything. And the example that they gave was a person standing on a street corner and somebody driving by and rolling down the window and shouting a naughty name at them. That was the example that they provided, a type of incident that they want to record and document officially within the Department of Human Rights. So the question becomes, why? Why would you want to create a database of vaguely defined incidents of quote-unquote hate?
Right. That's what I was going to ask you. What do you do with it?
Well, that's just it. And they wouldn't provide an answer outside of these kind of vague platitudes of, we want to know what's going on. We want to combat hate. We want to know where the problem is. And, of course, the implications there are, no, you're looking at two things, as I see. One is they want to be able to create some legitimacy around their narrative that hate is a growing problem in the state of Minnesota, because if they don't have some sort of conjured numbers to back that up, certainly your day-to-day experience is not going to lead us to the belief that hate is a huge problem in our lives. And so they need to be able to conjure some numbers in order to back up that narrative. Secondarily, eventually they're going to want to do something with it, like in the law. They're going to want to combat hate in some meaningful way, which is going to, because of the nature of what government is, that's going to mean some degree of force to try to control what people can think and what people can say and what's considered appropriate thought in the state of Minnesota.
All from incidents.
Yeah, incidents. And I asked, you know, during the committee meeting, I asked the author, would somebody posting a Bible verse on Facebook, something related to the definition of marriage as being between one man and one woman, or perhaps something from Leviticus that was particularly less than affirming of certain sexual proclivities, would that qualify as a reportable incident under this bill? And the hemming and hawing and shuffling of feet fails to mask the fact that the answer is basically yes. I mean, at the end of the day, and then I had a follow-up question with her where I asked her, what is hate? Like, when we're trying to distinguish between normal speech and hate speech, which are the categories that you're conjuring here, how do we define that? What is hate? And again, there was hemming and hawing and shuffling of feet, and basically her answer was, you'll know it when you see it. If you're a protected person, if you're in one of these protected classes and you're subjected to one of these incidents where it makes your tummy ache and you feel bad, you're going to know that it was hate. And so basic hate means literally anything a member of a protected class says it does.
And where is the hue and cry from the masses that feel as though they're being aggrieved and this is necessary?
Yeah, so they trotted through some folks from various organizations to testify to this problem. And one of them was, I don't remember the exact name of the organization, but it was an organization that services the Asian and Pacific Islander community. And so they talked about, under COVID, during the pandemic, some of the harassment that members of that community had received in settings such as being on a street corner and getting yelled at, or going to the grocery store and having somebody, you know, give you the stink eye or somehow blame you for the creation of the virus in Wuhan or whatever it is. So they tell these anecdotal stories of these incidents that have occurred that are certainly rude and inappropriate and wrong socially, culturally. Those things should not happen. People should not be subject to that type of harassment. But it's not a criminal matter. Like, by their own admission, it's not a criminal matter. So what business is it of the government? The government is not in the business of telling me what is and is not rude or what is and is not appropriate social behavior. That's something that we mitigate through other institutions.
How frustrating is this, knowing that while you can object and you can ask some pointed questions, they're going to do what they want to do, right?
Yeah, well, they are going to do what they want to do. They have that ability, and in the minority, our answer is to point it out. And that's what this committee process is all about. And they tried their best to try to slip this through without anybody noticing what they were doing. It wasn't included in the summary of what the bill does that's provided by nonpartisan research staff because, you know, they amended it. And once they amended it, it turned it into something else. And so, you know, and they've been playing games around here with the scheduling of meetings and floor sessions and even the process through which we have these meetings, all of which is aimed at minimizing the minority voice and giving us as little opportunity to scrutinize what they're doing as possible. So we need to be sharp. We need to be on our toes. We need to be researching to be heard before we go into these committees and floor sessions so that we can catch what they're doing, call it out, and then the media is not going to report on it. You know, the mainstream media is certainly not going to report on it.
No, you could be sure they aren't. Hang on a second, you would. Representative Walter Hudson joining us. We'll finish this conversation on a social credit proposal when we come back. Don't go away.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. How about some Swedish meatballs today? You'll find that at the 45th location of PetroServe USA. Glendon has lasagna, tater tot hot dish at MP Avenue, mac and beef at 12th and I-29, West Main Avenue, chicken fried steak or bacon cheeseburger. There's popcorn chicken bowl in Harwood today. Good. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. 20 past the hour, continuing our chat with State Representative Walter Hudson in Minnesota, talking a little bit about a protected class and incidents that could lead to put you on a blacklist of some kind. We're not exactly sure how this will work. What do you think is going to happen here, Representative Hudson? Do you think that now that they have been caught that this will go away, or are they still going to continue to push it?
No, they'll continue to push it, and they'll probably pass it. And it'll be a thing where you'll have folks that are overhearing off-color jokes in a mall somewhere and then reporting that to the Department of Human Rights as an incident of hate that occurred, you know, in, you know, Stillwater or Maplewood or wherever the person happens to be. And then they're going to take the aggregate of all of those reports to create the narrative, you know, we've got a huge racial hatred problem or gender identity bias issue developing in Woodbury or Oakdale or wherever you want to say it's happening in order to justify further government action, whatever that looks like. And it could be, you know, the whole premise of this being a social credit system. This could be, that could be one of the things that this serves as a pretext for. So by creating this narrative that we have this problem of hate culture and there's a compelling state interest in doing something to combat it, well, that gives you the pretext to say, all right, we're going to take certain actions to influence the type of expression that people engage in. And the way you do that is by providing rewards and punishments for good think, right think, and providing penalties and punishments for wrong things.
So help me connect the dots between a protected class and a social credit.
Yeah, so I mean, protected class, it's the categories of personhood that are afforded special protections under the law. So if you find yourself in a racial minority group, you have, under this, you have the authority, basically, to accuse anybody you want of being biased against you for on any pretext, because, you know, like the author of this bill said, you know it when you feel it. So you can take any incident and turn that into an example of hatred that's being projected against your group, whatever your group is. And then once they have their documented evidence of this hate problem that they want to do something about, it can justify them saying, okay, we're going to start putting measures in. Let's say, for instance, that they determine that indeed Oakdale is a bastion of anti-Asian and Pacific Islander hate. They could say, well, you know, we're going to regulate, we're going to start scoring how much money we allocate to transportation based upon some hate index that they conjure. That's like some sort of formula to determine how much hate there is in a given community. If there's too much hatred in your community, you're not going to get your roads and bridges fixed. I mean, it's that sort of thing where they're not going to, in order to get around explicitly violating the First Amendment, they're going to get cute about it and try to bake it into funding formulas and, you know, little civil penalties on the fringes to try to create this chilling effect upon speech to tilt it in the direction that they want it to go.
Yeah, that's a slippery slope that could quickly get out of control, though, isn't it? And
yeah, no doubt.
No doubt.
I mean, and that's just it. There is no cap. And that's the thing. When you don't define things, when you create even just reporting mechanisms like this bill does without any definition or limitation to before or what it even is, there's no limit to the horrors down the road that it can end up being used to justify.
And is that the way you've described that, of, you know, how it starts to where it gets, is that all part of the legislation they're looking at in the legislature now in the House?
No, and that's part of the trickery of it, right? Is they can say, well, we're not doing any of that. Like, come on, you're a conspiracy theorist. What are you talking about all these things down the road that may happen? This bill says we're going to start keeping track of incidents of bias. That's all this bill does, and so we want to pass this bill. And then they'll come along down the road and have another bill that does a tiny little piece of it. You know, like potential, like in my hypothetical, you know, we're going to set up a hate index formula so that we can start taking this data that we've collected and determine geographically where the problems are in the state. Another piece down the road that starts saying, okay, in referencing the hate index formula that we came up with a couple of back, now we're going to start allocating transportation dollars or education dollars or whatever it is based upon how good your community is doing on the hate index. Yeah. So they do things one piece at a time. This bill is just the reporting aspect.
Assuming they get something like this passed, do you think it could be challenged constitutionally?
I would think so, and part of my reason for believing that is that, much to our surprise, this bill was opposed by a tiny little grassroots organization known as the ACLU. Wow. So if they are looking at this, you know, and typically nowadays they're not generally on our side on much, and so this provision is of such stark concern constitutionally and from a human rights perspective, First Amendment perspective, that even the ACLU is saying, whoa, guys, hold on. You're going a bit too far with this. And so that would seem to indicate to me that there's definitely constitutional issues. And, you know, even more so than the First Amendment, there's Fourth Amendment issues here. Because for the government to keep a record of an incident, government action is not the same as private action. You know, I can keep all the records, incidents that I want, private citizens, so can you, so can a newspaper, you know, so can a company. We can keep records of any information we want. It's not a problem. When government is keeping records of incidents and information, that is a form of investigation. And we have a right as citizens of the United States to not be investigated by our government without cause. And that's what this is. It's explicitly no criminal probable cause whatsoever, because they crossed out that word crime and put in the word incident. So they're saying that they want to investigate just any old thing that happens on the street, and that is not something that government gets to do.
Fascinating. Well, we're glad you're there, keeping watch on all this, knowing what they're trying to do, and we'll continue to stay in touch and find out as much as we can about some of these things, because Minnesota could fundamentally transform. You know, with just a few of these pieces of legislation, this is a significant difference in Minnesota as we know it. So we got to watch it close. Representative Walter Hudson, thanks for updating us. We appreciate you.
Anytime.
Take care. All right. Some news. It'll dominate the week when we come back after this on What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon with Kevin Flynn. Take a short break.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identified the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead. At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least one tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Amount of media that have said, hey, you Democrats, you thought it was horrible, horrible that Trump had classified documents, even though he was president, even though he could have classified documents, even though they were locked up. But since you thought it was so horrible, what do you think about Joe Biden having it? And the answer is some version of look at the time.
They're
know.
Getting good at that.
Yeah. They are really.
This is the other thing. Traffic jam, grape jelly.
Yeah, yes. So I have another version of that. The big story this week is going to be the debt ceiling standoff. That's going to be the big deal. Now, we need to really, really, really watch closely these Republicans who have to muster up the courage to say, we're not raising the debt ceiling unless we lower spending. Use this opportunity. You got to use leverage. That's how it works in Washington, D.C. But little known fact that the lead negotiator on negotiations for spending cuts in exchange for raising the debt ceiling back a few years ago was none other than Joe Biden as VP. Isn't that convenient? Mm. So this was Joe Biden's position. Dana Bash on CNN brought this up with Grumpy, forgetting his name now, Dick Durbin, Democratic senator. Let's see what he said about that.
When Joe Biden was vice president, I'm sure you remember, back in 2011, he was the lead negotiator on negotiations for spending cuts in exchange for raising the debt ceiling. But you think, you're saying you think it's different because of what happened during the Trump years?
I think it's different not just because of the Trump years being the origin of much of this debt, but by the new House of Representatives. Oh. 15 ballots, Danny, you were there, you saw it, or at least witnessed it on television, 15 ballots to choose the speaker, and he gave the authority to each member of the House to initiate a vote of no confidence on a daily basis. I mean, this is a House of Representatives which is under control of the MAGA Republicans at this point, and I'm fearful that very few constructive things will emerge.
Well, what the heck has that got to do with anything?
Thank goodness.
This is different because of the House Republicans.
MAGA people.
What they? Yeah, the House Republicans will go along with spending cuts. So
yeah, don't talk at all, Dick, about why they held up the vote and what they got done and what rules they got put back in place and some stopgaps that they wanted and that we want in this country. But I mean, listening
to
Dick Durbin talk is like listening to another talking head. That it's just he reminds me of the rest of them. They've been there forever. Just shut up and leave.
No shame.
None.
None whatsoever.
Oh, we are living in the death of shame.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone.
Chad Pergram at Fox is reporting that Chuck Schumer will ask House Republicans to put their money where their mouth is when it comes to the debt limit. What do you suppose this means? Schumer will remind people that House Republicans insist on an open amendment process for legislation. Hey, Chuck Schumer, shut your pie hole on anything to do with the House. You're the Senate Majority Leader. You have nothing to say about what happens in the House, amendment process, or anything else. Pergram reports Schumer wants House GOPers to put their cards on the table through legislation on the debt ceiling. Fox has also told Schumer will use the debt ceiling issue as a reminder to show how much of a problem House GOPers may endure just to legislate. See, I mean, it's all about gamesmanship here. Let's show people how tough it is to legislate with a four-seat majority over there. Considering their narrow majority and how challenging the debt ceiling issue can be, Fox has told House Republicans may struggle to coalesce around any plan to deal with the debt ceiling or enact spending cuts. You know what? Stuff drives me crazy. Get in a flipping room. You know, three of them. Three of you, sit down, say, hey, let's, you want, I want, okay, let's go vote on it, right? This isn't
you'd think it'd be, that'd be easy.
It's just not that hard.
Well, it is if you're in Washington, D.C., though.
But this is going to be the big event of the week. Texter says, hey, Scott, the state of Minnesota would just have deducted credits from your social score for your pie hole comment.
All right. You're right. They're right. How dare you?
I would have been written up.
I am triggered.
By saying, shut your pie hole. Yeah.
This goes back to you brought it up last week about the Jesus Save shirt at the Mall of America.
Yeah.
Someone being offended by that.
Right.
I'm offended by your language. I'm offended by the joke. I'm offended by your sarcasm.
Of course, yes.
That happened to so what? Don't listen. Get over it. Move on. Get out of my face. No, can't have that anymore.
Mike and Perm, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I got to tell you, Scott, this thing with Minnesota, this sounds like 1984. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, okay?
That's dangerous stuff. You're absolutely right. I mean, that's why we're talking about it, because they're sneaking this through, and Twin Cities media is not talking about it. Everybody's ignoring it, and, I mean, something like that could transform Minnesota into, I don't know what, California, Massachusetts, New York?
Yeah, thought speech. There you go, right out of George Orwell. And these guys, they're trying to make it sound like, oh, this is nothing. Yes, it is. This is a violation of constitutional amendments. And the people of Minnesota need to stand up, put on their big boy pants, and tell these guys in Minneapolis, not in our state. Because if we don't stand up to these guys, we're done. This state is done. We'll be just like California. And if you look at California, folks, you know exactly what they're going through. And it's going to happen here if we don't do something about it.
I fear we already are. I fear we already have. They don't listen. They could care less. Like, you think Gavin Newsom listens to anybody outside of Sacramento or outside, you know, in rural California? I mean, the Metro wins. Rocks and cows don't matter.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Another listener says, I hope you're packing up yet to move to Florida or South Dakota. This isn't the Minnesota I grew up in. Kevin?
Yep. Well, that's our... We will be Florida residents in the not-too-distant future.
Listener says, there's no such thing as hate speech because it literally has no definition.
No.
And protected classes are nothing more than legalized caste systems where people are no longer treated equally. In other words, the antithesis of what defines America.
Bingo. That is spot on.
Another listener, I'm sure a lot of letters to the editor in local newspapers will be hate speech.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you even imagine?
Dig Sam Kinison up and reanimate him, put him and Dice Clay on a tour.
Yeah.
I'll show you some hate speech.
Exactly right.
Remember Kinison singing about Africa, the hungry, the we are the world thing? Get a truck. We'll make one trip. We'll take you to where the food is.
What was his staple line again? He screamed over and over.
Yeah.
Can't remember what it was.
Oh, he was just on. You know, he was, his dad was a Pentecostal minister, so that's where he learned the whole. And he used to do a bit where he would pretend he was a Pentecostal minister. It was hilarious.
The daughter, who used to be the son of Minority Whip Clark, was arrested for assaulting police and anti-police graffiti. Clark said her middle child used to wake up with nightmares over climate change.
Oh,
sounds like a candidate for Mother of the Year. Yeah.
Sure, she, he, Greta could get together and hang out for a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Miranda Devine is one of my favorite columnists in the New York Post. And she is, has a column out saying Joe Biden is panicking. An astonishing fifth trove of classified documents discovered in the president's Delaware mansion Friday, not by his own lawyers this time, but during a more thorough 13-hour search by the Department of Justice. While he holed up in his beach house, which ought to be next on the DOJ search list, Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland has had the audacity to appoint a special counsel to investigate Biden.
Well, the question has to be asked, when did Joe Biden forget and when did he forget it?
Love that line.
It's my favorite.
And I might add, Ron Klain, the chief of staff for Joe Biden, bailed out this weekend.
Yeah,
in case
he's
you
gone.
Missed that. He's
leaving. Out. You could have called that, too.
So she's using that as another example. And then goes on to say, and someone at the White House is throwing his trusted longtime executive assistant, Kathy Chung, under the bus. Washington Post quoted an anonymous insider saying last week that Chung has confided to associates she's distressed that she might have been inadvertently involved in moving or storing classified material at the center, planting the seeds of the current uproar. The fact that the loyal Chung was personally poached by Hunter Biden in 2012 to work for his father in the VP's office apparently counts for nothing when it comes to offloading blame from the president. That's why Biden looked like a cornered rat in California last week. Would that get you on the list, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Cornered rat?
Mm-hmm.
Referring to the president. With aspiring heir Gavin Newsom leering over his shoulder and then lied through his teeth. First, he snapped at a reporter who asked about the scandal and then dismissed the question as a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place. Then he effectively issued a warning to Garland. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. There's no there there. No there there. What a joke. The no there there defense may have worked for Biden back in the 2020 campaign when he repeatedly claimed to know nothing about his son's overseas business dealings. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And,
remember it all.
And when the mythology of Honest Joe hadn't collapsed, but no more. Too much evidence has emerged from Hunter's laptop, from Hunter's former business partners, from the Twitter files, and from FBI whistleblowers alleging a cover-up of staggering proportions. The first tranche of at least 10 classified documents reportedly was found in the fall at the Penn Biden Center. That's another thing we forget, this whole mess. They've been around since November, before the election, and mysteriously show up now?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not forgetting that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not letting
all
that go.
All of a sudden, the lawyers are, what, on the here and there? And oh, we got documents over here and over there. And oh, look, it's over there, too. And
I don't want to get going because I have to keep you here too long. Because you know all what I'm about to, what I've said, and you know what I've done, and you know what we're doing, and you know what I know what you're doing.
We know what
the
you're
thing,
doing.
Yeah.
We know what you're doing.
And they were all kept secret by the White House until after the elections. They were dated between 2013 and 2016. Included U.S. intelligence memos and briefing materials on Ukraine, Iran, and the United Kingdom, according to CNN.
Why, though? Why would Biden take those in the first place? Motive, kid.
Sloppy. Totally sloppy.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Rumors spread around, and I came to town. By the sack outside the game.
All right, last chance to join us. By calling us on the program today, 701-271-1100. We've had a busy show. I think I've even said the telephone numbers. Hope you have them on your speed dial, 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776 or text us at 701-237-1590. Last chance to get your word in. You know what I just saw?
My friend Mark, by the way, he says, hi, Kevin. Hi, Scott. Listening to y'all from Pensacola, free Florida. Mark and Sue. Mark's the air boss out at the air show.
Well, thanks
yeah,
for
way
listening.
Yeah, rub that in, buddy.
Glad you're listening, by golly.
Home of the U.S. Navy Blue Angels, by the way.
Isn't
Pensacola,
that cool?
Florida.
That is really cool. What was I in the middle of saying?
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh, a photo.
Oh, yeah.
I saw another photo. That I mean, there's so many things in Hunter Biden's laptop, it's ridiculous, right? I mean, you can't even keep track of them. But there was a photo in the treasure trove of things in the laptop, a photo of a box, like a I don't know, like you'd bring copy paper in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the term on the top, important photos and documents.
Yeah.
Taped up.
Uh-huh. Important.
Why would he have a picture of a box, you know, important letters
and
important documents and photos? I wonder if they've found those.
There's a lot of whys
found
here.
On that box.
A lot of why.
You have a theory on why you think Joe Biden has taken the documents, but you also have a theory that he is being set up here.
Yes.
So which is it?
Both.
Both.
Yeah, I mean, it's a total distraction. Notice how we're not talking about the border. We're not really talking about $8 eggs or whatever. We do.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we're talking about documents, classified documents. So total distraction. But you mean to tell me that out of the goodness of their heart, his lawyers find these? The guys that represent him, okay, there's all sorts of attorney-client privilege and things.
Now DOJ has found some,
yeah,
the latest
charge. Now they're finding him everywhere. And he is that stupid. He's that bad at what he does after years of somehow pulling it off.
Yeah, he is.
Now, all of a sudden, he's leaving them laying around, and they're everywhere, and they're here and there.
You're not buying that.
No, man. Dan Bongino said it really good. This is a story. It isn't the story. The story is follow the money. Follow the money, and that has them putting Biden directly under the bus as soon as they can. Because they just can't have him there anymore.
There you go.
Total distraction and a perfect scenario to be able to just toss him out.
Let me tell you about the hot deals waiting for you right now. MyPillow.com. They have a big winter special going on right now. The most comfortable mattress topper you'll ever own is $167.99. If you're finding yourself saying, I don't know, honey, this is I got a kink in my back. I think we need a new mattress. Trust me, get a mattress topper before you spend a gazillion dollars on a new mattress. Okay, and you'll think very differently about it. And $167 plus you save with the promo code Scott. Okay. Use the promo code Scott to get that deal right now.
You'll need that code, too, for the slipper price now. Slippers are under $50. I think they're $49.95.
$59.98.
Yeah, with the promo code, they're down to...
Then they come down.
I just saw, yeah.
You save $90 on these.
Yeah.
And these are not slippers like, you know, run around the house and go to the fridge and get a cup of milk in the middle of the night.
Think Uggs.
You can, yeah.
Think heavy.
We wear them all everywhere.
Yep, they're warm and heavy. They form to your feet with their... Fantastic.
Sheets are $29.98. All at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Let me get to a few of your comments via text here this morning. Listeners suggest that we annex Western Minnesota with North and South Dakota so we can get some decent government. And enough of the crazy walls government.
How do we do that?
You've both been just written up right there. Written up for social...
Dissension?
Protected classes.
Ah.
Offended. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just need to know where I stand.
Lister says they covered for Hillary's emails that contain classified material.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was them.
And they never went any further to let us know why.
Nope.
Interesting point. All right.
Obama took them. Clinton took them. W took them. They'll take them.
Lister said nothing will happen to Biden. Hillary Clinton sent people into a government skiff to cut the headings of a national security off of the documents. Where's Hillary? They know too much.
Right. Yep. I totally agree.
They'd take the whole stinking government down with them. I don't know if you can speak about Hillary like that. You might have just flagged an incident. We reached Minnesota, right? The flag signal.
Big time.
Well into Minnesota.
Licensed in Minnesota.
Licensed in Minnesota. You think that it's going to cover us for this incident deal? I better watch this thing close. Remember Ronald Reagan? You're never more than one generation away from extinction of freedom. Isn't exactly how he said it, but freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. That's what it was.
Yep.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. That's why you fight.
You see, though, I look at when Reagan said that, you know, he said that, probably, I think it was early 80s. Let's say early 80s. We've come 40 plus years since then. technology, information, the sharing of information, the education of the voting power. I think we're way past that. We know about freedom. We know how it works. We know what it means, and we're ready to die to keep it. And that's it.
Tomorrow on the program, America's criminologist to talk about gun law proposals, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, and the money man, Brian Kronkel, makes sense of this market.
Kelly tomorrow. Good.
All on the next What's On Your Mind.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, no-right services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.